This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy. I do declare, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spit. Mm-hmm. We will spin the category. Mm-hmm. I know I'm reading slow, Ted. My apologies.
Okay. It's glad we recognize it.
I do declare. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought that a crowbar was a bird bath filled with whiskey and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call and off we go. I'm Big Dummy.
Big contestant, play Big Dummy. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the tools, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4224. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Yes. Head chef is back in the house. Ted's meat potatoes. We are officially a week away from Thanksgiving, and today, since we're going to have Thanksgiving off, obviously, it's all about the sides.
Correct. Every year they come out with a poll of what sides people are most excited about.
All right.
There's a new dog in the top spot, and then there's some other good Thanksgiving facts. Shout out to the younger generation. They're cooking.
I did not realize that Thanksgiving was only a week away, but it explains why the lovely lady at Starbucks said, "Hey, are you ready for Thanksgiving?" I was like, "Yeah, man, I guess." Are you? She's like, oh, she went through this whole thing. It just did not occur to me that it's 1 week away. So now to answer her question, no, I am not.
Yeah. Now, are you butter prepared?
I am not.
Okay. I know you make stuffing, and that requires a whole lot of butter.
Well, it does. I gotta find a new grocery store. My grocery store lost its power.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. Went in there last night, and I just never thought about it, but anything refrigerated or frozen has been thrown out.
Man.
So, like, if it's not in a can
I
or a box.
You know what? Right? I should have taken pictures. It was, honestly, like, eerie.
Because I wasn't tracking with it at first. Like, Ted just stands behind me and goes, hey, tell your wife not to go to our local grocery store. I thought it was, like, some position you were taking on something they did.
I wish they would have let...
There was nothing in there.
I wish they would have let people know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I had power. I could have gone up there and got some DiGiorno's or something.
That's what everybody I've talked to said.
Where did that food go? That's the real question. Did it go to a food bank? Did it go to someplace where it could be? To another store?
I think legally they just had to throw it out. Because the problem is, you don't know how long. Like, Thrill and I were together when that power went out, 6:45?
Yeah, right around that.
I drove by there at 7. They were already closed. So I'm assuming mine was off for hours. So I'm assuming it was just off long enough. And then, I guess grocery stores don't have generators? I assume they did.
It seems that they do not, because we're talking to Sarah from the morning show today. She's on Mercer Island.
They still don't have power.
Yeah, and she was like, so I ran to the store, not remembering that, oh, well, if we don't have power, they don't have power. I will say this about our particular grocery store. Enough homeless guys hang out outside of there that they had a payday that day.
I mean, somebody had to.
I mean, dude, they're always out
and
there.
And Sarah's defense, it was the exact same thing. Like, as soon as I got in there, I was just like, huh, no rotisserie chicken? No pre-made sandwich?
They don't got nothing.
And then it's like,
so what did you end up getting? You ate what? Tuna salad?
What did you get, like a loaf of bread?
You know what, to be honest with you, I got a six-pack of hard seltzers and a bag of veggie straws, and then I just went home and made a can of tuna, and I put it in a tortilla.
Wow, that sounds awful.
I mean, it's like a pat you on the back. Hey, buddy, you can do it.
Right.
You know, like you got this.
That's what I'm saying. So, but
it's like a kid's school lunch.
Yeah, you got this, buddy.
The kid is pissed.
Yeah. I'm going to put you in the game, all right? But just do your best.
I said to the guy sitting next to me, I go, it never dawned on me that we didn't have power, that this would. And he goes, I know. And I think he just turned around and left.
All right.
I'm telling you, meat, lunch meat,
everything.
Butter. Dairy,
produce,
I mean, just anything you can think of.
Okay.
Some of the produce was still out because, like, bananas, you don't need to refrigerate. But so, anyhow, long story longer, I need to go to a different grocery store and start buying some butter because you're right. I'm still making stuffing this year. My mom's not in town, but
celery, I guess.
The house, celery, onions, butter.
Is there a certain spice you put in there?
Oh, yeah. You got to put in some poultry seasoning, sage, salt, pepper. Careful with the salt. We could take it out.
Yeah.
We could add more. We can't take it out. Pepper. Yeah, there's a few more seasons. I got to look at them because I have them all. I have that recipe written down.
Okay. By the way, Ted, someone chimed in and said, we do have generators, but they're not powerful enough to run refrigeration. It would take several generators to run something like that.
And so right. Probably just adds, enough for emergency lights.
They have to throw all that food out. It's part of the insurance claim.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
And when I asked the person that worked there, you could just see the stress of their face. I was like, I know, I'm the 100th person. Went and they were like, we got to reorder everything. Get it, like,
it's so even the employees can just grab a couple steaks that have already been cut.
I'm sure they did.
I mean, come on. You know,
I guarantee you they did.
Yeah, but I do need butter to make the stuffing because that is a very sought after side on Thanksgiving, Miles. We're talking Thanksgiving sides at 4:30.
That's right. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is coming up. And today is the game. We play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin that category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. We like to do a little men's room poll every time we play Big Dummy. And last week, as I've discovered the wonderfulness, I will say, of my new alarm clock,
mm-hmm.
which is, in fact, a light that slowly glows like the sun coming up and plays music in the morning. I've got it on KISW, as a matter of fact. The volume slowly rises, the light comes on, but typically I'm listening to the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Sure.
But in this case, you are not. So we asked you to pick one song that would be your alarm clock every day for the rest of your life. Your options were the classic Baby Shark, which I think is probably...
Is that classic now? Does that qualify as classic?
I would say every kid under the age of 8 years old knows the song, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a good one to wake up to, though.
No!
We had the same conversation this time last week. This is not the good one to wake up to.
Okay. So Baby
Shark...
But
it will get you out of bed, which in the end, remember... As much as people bitched about this song, I've never had an alarm on an alarm clock that was a soothing sound. It's a buzzer.
Correct.
It's some shrill noise. The point is to get you out of bed. This song would do it.
And one of your favorites, another option, that would be 1-877 Cars for Kids, which, you know, is kind of catchy.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Are the kids in this commercial the most hated children in the United States?
I get it's cars for kids, but the kids aren't getting the cars.
Right.
So you donate the car. Where does it go? What kids, what do they get?
I don't know. I don't know if they sell it for scrap or whatever the hell.
Yeah, but where does the money go?
I don't know. Not in investing in good jingles.
Every parent, spends a lot of money on the kids. I'm just kind of wondering where the money from cars for kids goes. Also, your next option, that would be from the Frozen soundtrack, Let It Go.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
As you said, just want to punch this shit.
The I Will Survive of your
of my daughter's generation. Yeah, brother, I'm telling you. when you see a group of girls hear the song and they don't expect to hear it, it's an intense moment.
Yes. You explained that from the daddy
father-daughter day. Yeah, man, exactly. They played this song, and us fathers were like, I'm actually scared of our children right now.
I said, I think it's their friends in low places.
And finally, for those a little bit older with children, we have, of course, Barney's I Love You.
I love you, you love me, we're best friends like friends should be.
I don't know why that line right there makes me the angry.
Best friends should be. A great big hug and a kiss for me and you.
So, I love you.
Here's
you
how the poll shook out. If you have any,
will you touch me where I be?
On Twitter, Men's Room Live.
Then I might watch Barney if that's a song.
In fourth place, with only 8% of the vote, that would be Barney and I Love You. Coming in third place, with 22% of the vote, Baby Shark.
All right.
Which did not do as well as I thought. Because 1-877 Cars for Kids with 26% was more popular than Baby Shark.
Man, that's kind of a toss-up for me. They're both really, really horrible songs.
Which, by the way, the money from the cars that are sold with Cars for Kids, that goes to private school tuition and GED.
Okay. Very good. Number one, that would be Let It Go. 44% of the vote said that would be the tune that I would want to wake up to on my alarm for the rest of my life. And as Ted, you said, we are talking sides today coming up 4:30 with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Today, I don't understand why, but it is National Stuffing Day.
The week before Thanksgiving. Right.
That is correct.
It adds up.
It's National Stuffing Day.
So. Maybe because Thanksgiving floats on the date, so they figured that this date is the closest to the average Thanksgiving day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good call.
Unless it falls on a Friday, then it'd be really stupid. This would be even dumber if Thanksgiving were yesterday. And I digress.
Well, it's so late this year that it'll probably be early next year, right?
It should be. I think that's how it kind
of
works.
Stuffing is one of the most important things on the plate where I grew up in West Virginia. It is.
Yeah,
it is,
absolutely.
It is a big deal. So Google released a map of the top Thanksgiving side dishes in each state. And the states that are searching for different things more so than others. And three states love stuffing more than anyone else, hands down. That would be California, Arizona, and West Virginia. Those are the three states that have the most searches for stuffing.
I feel like West Virginia, Arizona, California, always spoken together.
Mike, I know you're a big sourdough fan. I enjoy sourdough bread as well.
Yes, sir. Sourdough's the king of breads.
Well, believe it or not,
sandwiches, I think.
There's a sourdough stuffing. And in Massachusetts, they like sourdough stuffing. Now, in New Mexico, here's one I've never tried, pineapple stuffing. And they recommend this for people who are serving ham.
That makes sense. Okay.
So that is in New Mexico.
I was just about to crap on it, but yes, with ham, that makes sense.
Also, croissant stuffing is a top trending search this year as far as the new stuffing on the block, so to speak.
I love croissants, but like, man, don't mash them all up and make stuffing. Just give me a croissant. I'm sure it'd be delicious.
Let's hear them out.
Think about the butteriness, which Ted's going to add. He has to add it, but in the croissant, it's kind of already built in before you add more butter.
Yeah.
So that's going to go a little ways. And if you make them nice and crispy, you know, like if you toast a croissant and put it in the oven for a little while, it's going to have the crunchiness to it.
Flaky, you know.
Flaky in the middle. I don't know, might be good. Green bean casserole is a top search across the country.
People
love it. But especially in the Midwest, they love the green bean casserole.
Because it says casserole.
Yeah.
If you go to the Midwest, just add the word casserole. They'll eat anything you put in front of them.
That might be my favorite thing on the side table.
Green bean casserole.
Yeah, damn right, dude.
Are you even human? My God.
Right?
The top five. I can't wrap my head really. That's my favorite. So,
yeah.
Look, my son loves green beans. He'd probably like green bean casserole, but we love him, so we're not going to make him eat it.
Damn.
But just the idea that that's your favorite side.
Oh, my God, man. Top five mashed potato-obsessed states, that would be Oregon, Montana, North Carolina, Maryland, and Maine. And finally, the most unique sides include ramen noodle salad in Nebraska.
Mm.
Come on, Nebraska.
Fruit salad in Louisiana.
Fruit
salad?
You got all that good food, you decide you're going to put fruit salad on the table.
But why would you Google that? I don't know how to make fruit salad.
Right, they're frying stuff or eating sausages.
How do we make food that we don't cook? That's basically it.
Hey, dude, what do I do with all this fruit?
Put it in a bowl.
That's it.
Mix
it up.
If that's Louisiana, they're doing something else to it. There's whipped cream. There's sugars involved.
It's got to be, man. One, it's Louisiana, and two, like,
do you think they sprinkle it with Cajun seasonings or anything like that?
There's probably something somewhat savory sprinkled on there.
Bacon-wrapped green beans are popular in South Carolina.
Why ruin the bacon?
Does not sound bad. Pumpkin risotto in Rhode Island.
All right, we found it in Rhode Island.
And a ton of people in Connecticut are just Googling corn. So,
Jesus, guys.
I don't think I've ever had a Thanksgiving dinner where corn was included. Maybe
in summertime thing.
Maybe in the stuffing a little bit more.
I've never had corn on the cob. It was always
corn on the side.
Canned stuff. I'm just going to Google corn.
I always have corn, but that's the one time a year you go buy the corn that's like in the microwave package and butter.
All right.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. It's always loose.
Yeah.
By the way, I just Googled corn, right? Went to Google, just put in the word corn. First thing it does is just show you pictures of what corn is. Because on some level, Google has to be like, who is the idiot?
Oh, that's corn. Okay. So, our men's room poll.
I have eaten that before.
Today, you are going to get one side and one side only. That is it.
Do I get like the turkey?
You definitely get turkey.
And the side, and that's it.
I will give you turkey.
Gravy.
I'll give you gravy, and I'll give you a roll.
Okay.
That's already good. Yeah.
Because that's kind of, that's the glue in my mind that kind of brings everything together. Because sometimes you get a little mashed potatoes in your roll or a little gravy on your roll.
I like it when brown gravy sneaks into my sweet potatoes.
Now, do you go brown gravy or turkey gravy?
Turkey gravy.
Honestly, I like brown gravy still.
I do too.
Yeah. Turkey gravy.
I mean, in the end, I don't care.
What is wrong with you three?
I'm sorry, green bean casserole.
This is the time of the doggone year that you get some good natural turkey gravy, and you're going with that prepackaged garbage.
Yeah.
It's good, man. Try it on your green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm. You guys have canned grapes too, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, your sides, and you can only pick one.
Outside of the stuffing of the turkey, I can take almost everything else as instant or canned.
And I have the depraved childhood.
Yeah. So, your first choice will be mashed potatoes. Tried and true, number one on the list. Number two would be sweet potatoes. A lot of you out there really love sweet potatoes. That's a staple at a lot of Thanksgivings.
Some people don't like the marshmallows. I'm a fan.
I'll take it either way.
Brown sugar and the marshmallows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Stuffing is your third option, being that today is, of course, National Stuffing Day. And the fourth option, I just threw it out there because what the hell? And people seem to like it more than I would ever imagine. That would be green bean casserole.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. There is people in my family, Miles, that are with you. That is, hands down, their favorite side.
I don't... Okay, if it's that...
And it's what? Green beans and, like, corn flakes and some other crap?
No. It's green beans, and it's, I think, cream of mushroom, and it's got the crispy onion straws on the top of it.
Mm-hmm. Some people do use corn flakes.
All right, look, okay. If it's that great, why... Is it the McRib? Is it because...
The McRib of Thanksgiving?
No,
you really only have it one time a year.
I think it's just because you add the cream of mushroom, and it's just... Generally, you're eating green beans because it's a healthy side.
Right.
Whereas at Thanksgiving, we have them, but there's...
But no one makes them any other time of
year. But I say that about turkey.
Again, yeah, but you... That's what I'm saying. Like, I get corn that is drowned in butter for Thanksgiving. But generally, you just eat corn. So generally, you eat green beans however
you're healthy,
them.
Sure.
But Thanksgiving, it's like, let's make them unhealthy.
Hell
with it. You know what? That actually explains a lot.
Men's room poll, one side only. Mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with a game known as...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Big Dummy next.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, time the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Willie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Willie, are you sober or not sober?
I'm a sober like a Catholic priest.
All right, Willie, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, Willie. One side only. Will it be mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, or green bean casserole?
Man, if we get the good gravy, you have to go mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Okay.
All right. Hey, Willie.
That'll do pretty well today.
I don't know about that saying, man. I grew up Catholic. A lot of those priests drank.
I thought it was funny. I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
Most Catholic priests anyway, that I've known, yeah, specifically.
Like New Age Christians are kind of anti-alcohol, but like Catholics are like, oh, no, no, we're good.
We'll drink. Take the porn, we'll take the booze.
All right.
Only thing worse than a preacher is a drunk preacher.
All right, Willie, here's this question tailor-made for you because your name is Willie. So the question is, what is the name of the orca that played Willie in the movie Free Willy?
It's not Willy, then, I'm guessing.
It is not Willy. No, hey, man, this orca is an actor.
Is this orca still alive? Do we know that?
No, I don't think so. I'll say Clint.
Clint.
Tillicum's the one that...
Tillicum is the one that eats trainers.
Is that Keiko?
Keiko. Look at the big brain on my... I'm looking up the Patsy Award winners now. So they have... Animal actors have their own awards. They're called the Patsy Awards. And I'm looking now, and I don't think our boy Keiko, or girl, I don't know if it's boy or girl, either way.
What do you mean, like Beethoven's on there or something?
You would think. I mean, who's like your...
Keiko is a male orca, and he passed away in 03.
03?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't say Patsy Award-winning Keiko, so I'm guessing he never won.
They're never going to have a sequel then.
He's really free now.
Really free, yes.
Oh.
All right.
I do declare.
I do declare.
That orca is free.
All right, your question. What city was the first capital of the United States?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Well done.
Very good.
Well done.
It started a nation in cream cheese.
Which is actually made in New York City.
Seriously,
like Philadelphia cream cheese is in New York City.
Dirty Big Dummy. The adult version of Free Willy.
Easy.
Is Free Willy.
Yeah, you don't have to change
it. No, they did. And I think they got sued and had to stop production of it because they just said, no, it's Free Willy. I think they spelled Willy differently.
Because there is something with Hollywood or with the Motion Picture Association or something like that. Like, that's the one that you can't have repeat titles, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
there has to be something
that would make sense.
Right, exactly. But I think they changed the name, the way they spelled Willy.
Okay.
So, but it was still Free Willy. It was IE or whatever the difference
was.
That's
a kids movie.
Between the two.
A couple of Patsy Animal Award winners. Morris the Cat.
Oh.
Remember that program?
Right.
Nine Lives, I believe. Flipper.
Oh, okay.
The Dolphin. Yeah, you know about Flipper, don't you?
Mm-hmm. So about James.
I'm about to say, is his name actually Flipper?
And Higgins. Do you know who Higgins is?
Magnum P.I.'s boss?
No. Well,
what
kind
of animal was he?
Higgins was a dog.
Was he Otis?
Lassie.
Benji.
I brought up Benji yesterday.
I always thought Benji was an outstanding actor.
There's a lot. There's Benji short films, too, that are only like 30 minutes long that are a little funnier. Benji Goes to SeaWorld, I thought was a great film.
Ooh, I wonder if Keiko and Higgins teamed up.
In the green room.
One of the things.
All right, man, you ready for the scene? Let's go through the lines one more time. You splash me, I bark and wag my tail. Everybody thinks it's cute. I get a belly rub, you swim away. Got it.
One of the things I'd like to do when I was taking my dog out, because everybody says my dog looks like Benji, and so I just... This is too easy. I have to start doing something with this. So I started telling people that he was a stunt double. I fooled two people.
For real.
Into believing
they honestly believed it.
Right. My dog here, you know, the dog that lasts 16, 20 years max. Yeah, totally a stunt double from the 80s.
Well, I was like, when was the last time they made a Benji movie? Hello, Tom. Sorry. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tony, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right. Good for you, Tony. Get it on early. All right.
I saw Benji the Hunted in theaters.
Hunted.
Yeah.
Okay, hunting dog.
All right, our men's room poll there, Tony. One side only for Thanksgiving. Will it be mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
But since I got to make the stuffing this year, I'm going to go stuffing.
Stuffing. All right. You got any special tricks you use? Any sausage? Oysters?
Nah, I just stick to the box.
I'm right there with you. Stove
nothing
top
wrong with
is
it, man.
Just fine by me.
Oh, yeah. Stove top. Like the defense, I think.
Can you name any other stuffing? And don't say like Kroger brand. I mean, like
Stouffer's.
All right, well done.
I don't know. That's it. stuffy.
Yeah, it was like stovetop, and I know nothing else after that.
No, that's it. I don't know anything else either. There's like a bag one.
Yeah, like Petrick's Farm has theirs already kind of cut up in a bag.
I should remember that.
There's a few, there's a few of them. Look, I like stovetop, but I'm telling you, you take the time to make it by yourself or make it at home, homemade. It is better.
How much do you eat as you're making it?
But you got to test it.
I'm just saying, like 10% of your product you've already eaten before it ever makes it anywhere.
It surprisingly is good sometimes. Help myself.
Well, you got for me when I'm making mine, I test it a lot. And then that night at dinner, I won't eat that much of it as I'm kind of full. And then the next day, it goes on a sandwich.
Absolutely. Delicious. All right, here's your question. What is the world's smallest country? The world's smallest country.
Teeny tiny little fella. Itty bitty.
Croatia? I don't know.
Is it the Vatican? Vatican City. What do you think is number two? Is it something like... No, Vatican City, it's what's the M1?
Monaco, Morocco, or...
Monaco, I believe it is.
And then probably like Liechtenstein or Luxembourg.
That's definitely... Liechtenstein is smaller than Luxembourg.
It is Monaco, you're
okay,
correct.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But you know how much money is in that little teeny tiny country, Monaco? Yeah. You're doing all right. Actually, on that note, you know how much money is in Vatican?
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have a lot of money, but everything here is made of gold. All right. Well,
you'll get that when you don't pay taxes.
Your question. Which 1989 film did Weird Al Yankovic co-write and star in?
Oh, man.
Three letters.
What year?
1989.
Jeez. I don't know. Yeah, I'm lost. I don't know any Weird Al movies.
Miles will probably remember it.
It's like VHF.
But what's the other one?
Yeah.
UHF.
Okay.
UHF.
All right, yeah.
All right, Tony. Platinum, palladium, and rhodium are the three rare metals found on what part of an automobile?
Jesus Christ.
Think about it. Platinum, palladium, and rhodium. They're the three rare metals worth a whole lot of money. Found on what part of an automobile?
People might steal this part because it's got those metals.
Because it has platinum, palladium, and rhodium.
Gotcha. Is this in the engine area?
No.
I mean somewhere underneath.
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere underneath your car.
You might find it missing after you go to Walmart.
Right. Been a lot of these thefts lately.
I've been hearing about this lately. Damn it, I know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's killing you right now. I know it is. But yeah, that thing that everyone steals. Now you know why. Because platinum, palladium, and rhodium.
Oh, I don't know the name of it. No. I can't think of it right now.
I almost don't even want to tell you, man. I don't even want to say it out loud.
Don't tell me.
Because you're just going to do what everyone does.
You'll know what it's gone, Tony.
Yeah, when you call the cops later.
All right.
Yeah, you're just going to go straight pipe.
Catalytic converter, Tony.
Oh, there it is.
See, I told you. It's the him and her. Ah! All right, your question. The Geneva Accords were responsible for separating what country at the 17th parallel? It's no longer two countries. It is now one.
Russia?
Germany. East and West Germany?
Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam.
I said Vietnam.
Question five, Tony.
Question five, Tony. Who played the original Mad Max?
Oh, yeah. Russell Crowe?
Yeah. Mel Gibson.
Other Australian. Russell Gibson. Super depressing movie.
Yeah. Tom Hardy went big.
So you watched the new one on a recent flight.
With Furiosa?
Yeah, Furiosa, yeah.
I just watched that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. It's a very, very attractive actress in there.
Is that the first bald woman you've ever loved? That's Halibut. What's her name?
Taylor-Joy.
Anya. Mm-hmm. Is it Anna or Anya?
I think it's Anya.
Anya.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Mm-hmm. She gets Anya.
That's right.
Anya Joy.
Anya Joy. I like it.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
I can never remember her name, but I always remember the Halibut, which is... All right. Your question, a plague. A plague is a group of what insect?
A plague is a group of what insects?
Yeah. Yes. Think about...
biblically.
Yeah. When plagues were kind of a big thing.
I'm going to go with,
but it is flying cockroaches.
Very common.
No, locusts. Right?
Locusts, yes.
Locusts. That's what I was thinking.
A plague of cockroaches. Jesus, Tony, question 7. What is a group of cockroaches called, Mike? Do you know?
Hang on.
Sagan, man. Because everything has a different... It's not a swarm, I don't think. An army. A grotesquery.
It makes full sense. Because they are where they are not supposed to be. It is an intrusion.
Ooh, an intrusion.
I thought it was going to be a sausage party.
A sausage party of cockroaches. All right. Your question. In what year was the first Call of Duty game released? It's the same year that Elf came out and Finding Nemo came out.
Let's see. I know that because I lived through that. And I like that game. I'm going to go with 2004.
2003. Right. Super close, though, man.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
All right, your question. What brothers, as in relation, not black men, what brothers directed the movie No Country for Old Men? They direct a lot of movies, and they always do it together.
It's a traditional Jewish last name.
Mm-hmm. They also did what? Fargo, right?
Don't ask me. I forget.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the two brothers. I think they do comedies, though.
The Warner Brothers.
I know one of them. It's Coen.
Yeah, there you go.
Tony. Very good. Coen Brothers.
I was thinking about the Farrelly Brothers.
And then they used to be brothers. Now they're brother-sister. The The Matrix dudes. I can never pronounce your last name.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Allman Brothers.
Yes, the Allman Brothers. I'm going to do a documentary called The Allman Brothers. It has nothing to do with the band. It was about a group of black farmers
in the South. It's too nuts.
No, we're the Allman Brothers. See?
Allman Brothers.
Those are Mr. Peanut's children, you see.
The Allman Brothers.
Yeah, there's Mr. Peanut, and then his two sons.
Why do they call
you guys that?
Would you like an almond?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
There you go.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay. One side only. Mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
Oh, absolutely stuffing.
Stuffing it is. Okay. No votes for sweet potatoes.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Obviously, I've never had Ted's stuffing, but I would put my wife's stuffing against his. Any day.
What is her secret ingredient?
Well, it's a Johnsonville sweet Italian.
I'm not claiming mine's the best. I just think homemade stuffings taste better generally.
What did you say your wife puts in there? All right, here's your question. What actress...
Not going to hit it?
I did.
Did you?
Couldn't hear it.
I did.
No. Is it only a cue?
So what?
We didn't hear.
Didn't hear what? Oh, my bad. Say it one more time.
No,
we'll come back.
Sorry.
I'm going to you know what? I
completely missed what we were doing.
Okay.
Because that's the sign, Miles. I was like, what I missed? I don't know.
Yes.
All right, your question. What actress played Arwen in the movie The Lord of the Rings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. Keira Knightley.
Oh, no.
No.
Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've never seen any of the movies.
A friend of mine who did not appreciate them gave a very good synopsis of all three of the Lord of the Rings movies. And Mike, I know you love them.
But I'm about to get my feelings hurt, aren't I?
No, I don't think you will. She said the basic premise I got out of the movies was fight in the woods and then run away. Yeah, all three movies. Fight in the woods, run away.
The original guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All right, your question. Guitarist Halil Slovak was the original guitarist for what band before dying of a drug overdose? This band is still playing to this day. They've been around a hot minute. We play them on this station.
No idea. AC/DC.
Yep. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I don't think I knew they had a singer before Kiedis.
No, guitar player.
Guitar player.
This is the original guitar player. They still don't really have a singer, but they do have Anthony Kiedis,
who names all 50 states
and any song that he can. All right, your question. It's considered bad luck to mention what Shakespeare played by name while inside of the theater.
Is it I don't know, the one that's playing or a specific one?
It's a specific one.
Like, if you're in a theater, you shouldn't mention this play.
It's an alternative name for a Kiss song.
The Taming of the Shrew.
Macbeth.
Macbeth.
Yeah.
Question number four. Oh, my God. Ted said Macbeth in the theater.
Now something bad's going to happen.
They took a banana on a boat.
You guys are being dramatic.
He's crazy.
Drama's our life.
He's crazy. Break a leg out there.
And they did.
All right, your question. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy is better known as what?
Ooh. Mad cow disease.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
Nice work.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Weird whiskey and wenches.
Hola.
Hola.
Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, and for my choice of side, it has to be the bread that the turkey ate.
Stuffing.
The stuffing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Your question. Sarah Michelle Gellar played Buffy the Vampire Slayer on TV. Who played Buffy in the movie?
Ooh. It was somebody other than Sarah Michelle. Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, she was also in that terrible movie with Charlie Sheen, The Chase, I think. Nicole Eckert?
Nope.
Is this a trick question? Is it Sarah Michelle Gellar?
No, it's not. It's actually a different actress.
I know her. Is she popular?
She was at the time. I don't know what she's done in the last 20 years or so, but Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson.
Okay. Yeah. Whew. Man, she was a smoke show back in the day. All right. Your question, what newspaper, founded in 1801, had been well known for its gossip column called Page Six?
The Inquirer.
New York Post? New York Post.
Yeah.
Now it's just a website. Page Six.
God, you're right. Yeah, we did away with the rest of the paper, but we kept that.
And I think that's still like a subset of New York Post.
It is. It's still part of New York Post, yeah. All right, your question. Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown played his entire career for what NFL team?
He was Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
The New York Jets.
It's right there in the name. The Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Jim Brown. And Jim Brown might be the only black man who said, call me Jim, not James.
Wasn't he like a champion lacrosse player?
He was.
Phenomenal. Yeah. He's in lacrosse Hall of Fame. They changed the rules because of him.
Yeah. Okay.
He would just put the stick and the ball against his chest and run through people and score goals.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I think after a sophomore year, they were like, you got to cradle it, dude.
Yeah, something. All right, Metallica released what song on the album Mission Impossible 2?
Metallica has a song, Mission Impossible 2?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something Harry Houdini would say. Or David Copperfield.
Escape.
Yeah, not a bad guess. That would be the Pina Colada song, my friend. In this case, I Disappear. All right. I'd like to hear Metallica cover the Pina Colada song.
Do you like Pina Colada? Getting caught in the rain.
It might kind of drag like their cover of Whiskey in the Jar.
In the Jarro.
All right, your question.
I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say they drag.
Nah, it's not my favorite cover. I don't know that it drags, but I definitely not my favorite cover. The word quarantine indicates how many days of isolation?
Think 40.
Wow.
I've got to give a clue.
Nice job, Jerry.
More of Big Dummy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.